This is Akashwani, the news read by Netya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth over 6,700 crore rupees from his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister emphasized that development projects pertaining to education, skill development, sports, healthcare and tourism, among other sectors, have been presented to Varanasi, which will not only improve quality of life of the people but also create employment opportunities for the youth. Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has initiated a huge campaign for infrastructural development in the country in the last 10 years with objectives of improving services for the people and generating jobs for the youth through investments. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, who was also present at the event, expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister for presenting this Diwali gift of development to the people. The Prime Minister also inaugurated tourism development works of Buddhism-related areas in Sarnath. He also launched multiple other initiatives like tourism development works at Banasur Temple and Gurudham Temple and beautification and redevelopment of parks. Earlier, the Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the R.J. Shankar Eye Hospital in Varanasi in the presence of Jagat Guru Sri Shankar Vijendra Saraswati Swamigal of Kanchi Kamakoti Peetham, Tamil Nadu. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister Modi announced that the government will add 75,000 more medical seats in the next 5 years to further strengthen healthcare infrastructure in the country. The Prime Minister listed out various initiatives of the central government in healthcare, providing cheap and affordable treatment to people. After Rashtriya Janata Dal (RJD), now CPI-ML, also expressed strong displeasure over seat allocation among allies of INDIA bloc. Both parties have given ultimatum to GMM to fulfill their demands till 11 a.m. today, otherwise they are free to take any decision. Senior party leader of RJD, Manoj Kumar Jha, said, "There are 18 to 20 constituencies where the party have the potential to defeat the BJP on their own. In fact, this fact should have been taken into account." In seat-sharing formula of INDIA bloc, 70 seats were given to Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress, while 11 seats were given to RJD and CPI-M. The 27th All India Forest Sports Meet concluded yesterday in Raipur, Chhattisgarh. The host state emerged as the overall champion, securing a total of 174 medals. Kerala claimed second place with 103 medals, while Madhya Pradesh finished third with 88 medals. The five-day event saw participation from nearly 3,000 athletes representing various states and union territories. Around 300 competitions across 26 disciplines were held during the sports meet. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand scripted history as the Sophie Devine-led side clinched their maiden Women's T20 World Cup title after beating South Africa by 32 runs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai. Chasing a target of 159 runs set by New Zealand, South Africa made 126 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.